Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Chaf Aleph, and we have the famous Gemara of Neiros Chanukah Chaf Aleph Mabez, the Machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And today we're going to talk about the mitzvah of Neir Chanukah and the Hiddur mitzvah of Neir Chanukah. The Gemara quotes the Machlokas, as we know, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about the third level of Neiros Chanukah. Tanur Rabbanan, the Gemara says Chaf Aleph Mabez Mitzvah Chanukah Neir Ish Ubeso. The mitzvah of Neir Chanukah is one candle Neir Ish Ubeso. Rashi Neir Echad B'chol Laila VeIsh. One candle, that's it. Mahadrin, and those that are mahadir after the mitzvos, Rashi, achar ha-mitzvos, then ner l'kol echad ve'echad, then it's one per family member. And on every night of Chanukah, it's the same. Five people in the family, five the first night, five the second night, five the third night. That's those that are mahadir. Mahadrin, min ha-mahadrin, and then those that are super mahadir. Beis Shammai yomer mirishon malik shmona, v'kan ve'elach poches v'holech. Beis Shammai says, the first night you light eight, and then seven, and then six, etc. Beis Hillel omrim, yom rishon malik achas, mikan ve'elach mosav v'holech. And Beis Hillel said the opposite. You start off with one, and you go all the way to eight. What is the svara for 1 to 8 or 8 to 1? So the Gemara quotes two different opinions. Amar ula pligi ba trea moroi b'ma'arava. Rabbi Yossi bar Avin, Rabbi Yossi bar Zvida. Chad amar taima de Beis Shammai k'neged yom ha'nechnasim. One says that the reason for Beis Shammai is you go by how many days are left. And Beis Hillel says you go by the days that have left already. Rashi sheyotzu kfar. And you know how many have passed already. Why is that? Why should you go by that? So that's a good question. Not for now. V'chad amar, time of the Beis Shammai connected pariacha. Again, the other opinion says no, totally different reasons. Beis Shammai are connecting to the cows that are brought on Sukkos for karbanos, and it goes down one each day, and therefore that's why Beis Shammai says there's somehow a connection between Neiros Chanukah and pariacha. V'tamei de Beis Hillel, de malin bakodesh v'ein moridin. And Beis Hillel says no, it's malin bakodesh, and therefore you go 1 to 8. Malin bakodesh is also an interesting application of that idea, where you have different nights and different chepses shal mitzvah. But that's the svara given. So there is a major machlokas rishonim between Baalei Tosfos and the Ritva and others versus the Rambam. Level 3. What is level 3 going on? Level 1, level 2, and then level 3. Is level 3 building on level 2? Or is level 3 going back and building only on level 1? So Tosfos says, level 3 is building on level 1. Va'mahajim min ha-mahajrin, says Tosfos, nira l'ri, t'beishame beishela lo kaimi ela aner ishu beiso. It's going back on level 1. Why? Shekein yish yoser hidur de'ika hekera kishemosa v'holech. There's more hidur when you add on and you're able to detect what day it is. O mechaser shu keneged yom hanechnasim ha'yotzim. Avalam osen ner l'kol echad. But if I'm doing it per family member per night, afilu yosef mikan ve'elech lekekera. There won't be hekar sheyisbu shekach yesh b'nei adam b'bayis. Right, I won't know what night it is, and that's an ikar part of the hidur according to Tosfos, and that is why I have to say that level 3 is going back on level 1, because it's important. The greatest Mahadran and Mahadran is to show everybody what night of Chanukah it is. And the Ritva also is a fan of the Shita, the Ritva on Chaf Aleph Mabez right here. It says, V'rizal pirish ki minaginu chashuv Mahadran and Mahadran, di'ika persumi nisa tvei, kim haya kolechan mosif nero, lebe shamay lo yakiru lo, what is this? He changes it to le mosef neiro le beis hillel opoches le beis shammai lo yakiru haolam to mishum pariachag or mishum ma'alim makodeshu el shiyomer bnei abayis nisrabu o nismaatu. So this is the shita of Tosfos, this is the shita of the Ritva and others. But the Rambam says otherwise. The Rambam clearly states that the mitzvah of Neiros Chanukah, of Mahadran and Mahadran, is level 3, building on level 2, and then building on level 1. The Rambam says, Kama Neiros hu madlik b'chanukah, mitzvasa shiye kol bayus hu bayis madlik ner echad. Bein shahayu achi yabayis merubin, bein shlo hayu bo ela adam echad. Whether the people in the house are many or one, v'mahadras ha-mitzvah u madlik minyan, madlik neiros k'minyan achi yabayis, o ner l'kol echad v'echad, v'mahadr yoser al zeh, v'os ha-mitzvah ben ha-muvchar, madlik ner l'kol echad v'echad, v'layla rishon, mozav olay v'chol eil, v'lahar layla v'layla ner echad. And the Rambam explains what he means. Ketzad ha-rei shahayu achi yabayis asara, v'layla rishon madlik asara neiros, v'losheni eshim, v'loshlishi shloshim, achi nipsa shemalik v'loshmini, shmonim neiros. The Rambam clearly says that level 3 is going back onto level 2 and not onto level 1 against Tosfos. What about the issue of seeing what night of the of a Chanukah it is? The Rambam Lechora holds that is not part of the Hidur that is needed. Just more Neiros are also an Iker part. Right? The Shita Laran here also says, "Gimtomer, okay, my Mahadron and Mahadron Adarava, Yosu Hidr Nelakal Echad Echad, Vishli Loma, de Barova Batim, Anashim Ba Ma'at, Vyosu Hidr Shumalik Shmona, Beyom Rishon, it's better to light many on the first night. The Efsha Shein Babayas, Allah Shebani Adam," that he quotes others, but this is the Shita Machlokas Rishonim, how we light. The Darkei Moshe writes in Tafresh Ayin Aleph, the Ramah writes, that Bizman Azeh, where we light inside, or we light with separate Chanukiyot, then maybe even Tosfos would agree to the Rambam, because it's clear what night it is. The Darkei Moshe quotes the Mahara Miprag, Dilididon Shemalikin Bifnim, Vyodin Babayas, Kama B'nei Adam Babayas, Velekalamechas, Shema Yomru, Kach B'nei Adam Heim Babayas. Right? People know. Because it's lighting inside. Avla dasa tosfas benaginu nachon. V'yod and meyachas shemalikin b'fnim kolachad yuchal lahalik b'makam yuchad v'loboy lahalik kula b'tevach asamak lepesach. Not everybody's going to light in the same exact place. V'nikara neiros shemalik kolachad v'echad. V'ike akeira k'shemosev v'holech b'shar alelos l'chem minhaginu asi shapir l'kule alma. The Ramah says in the Darkei Moshe that the minhag works l'kule alma because we light inside and there's a hecker of the neiros anyway. Good. The Stipler wonders, what exactly is the Makor of Tosfos? Where does Tosfos get this idea that you have to know what night of the Chanukah it is? That's the ultimate hiddur. So the Stipler says, l'chora, it has to do with the next line of the Gemara that we just read. Right? Hapshitulu la'atosfos, debi'inon, shehochacha li'yamma nechnasim li'yamma yotzim, pshuto mashba shalomdu atzeh, from the following line, right? The first svara given for why Mahadron and Mahadron, why Beis Hillel goes up and Beis Shammai goes down, it's Kenegi Yom HaNechrasim Yom HaYotzim. So it must be that that's an important aspect, an important part of the mitzvah to know Yom HaNechrasim and Yom HaYotzim. V'tzarachian, but says the Stipler, Minolahu L'Rabboseinu Bali HaTosfos, how does Bali HaTosfos know that that's really an ikker part? Maybe that's just to show the order. Dilma Kavanah Zagamar Rakliti Tam, Lama Bachru Beis Hillel Seder Zeh, Beis Shammai Bachru Beseder Shafokas V'Holech. So I'm not so convinced, even though I think that's where Tosfos got it from, I'm not so convinced that that's a crucial element. And after asking a couple of other questions, the Stipler reverses and says, I guess that's not what Tosfos is based on. They didn't learn it from the Gemara of Yom HaNechrasim HaYotzim. Elo lamdu me'ikr takanas ha-mahadrin. That's the way they understood the essence of this level. Shetiknu shekol yom ye mitzuyin bahadlaka mitzuvin bahadlaka miyuchedes lo kelafanav lo kelacharav. It's a very unusual mitzvah. Why is it that every other time we have to do a mitzvah, we have to do the same thing? Shake the lubav, blow shofar. We have to do the same thing each time we do the mitzvah, even if we have to do it more than once. And here we do a different mitzvah every night, a different number. Why is that? As your time of the milsa lo nizbar b'gemara. Why is it? Aval be'ikar adavar tzarachtam lo mechilko chacham in bein aprakim v'lo hishvu mido seim she'adliku b'chol leilos b'shave o echad echad o shmona shmona k'mo b'shar yamim tovim she'en ozim shum shinuyim miyom liyom lo diya kama yamim heimachag. Right? Why is this? So it must be related to the nace, but it must be that's what Tosfos holds. V'savriya Tosfos shatam bazehu shezehu hidur miyuchad shekol yom mitzuvim b'fnei atzmo kedei lahoros shekol yom v'yom Hayanes Chadash, Shashemen Shalapach Lo Nifsakbo, another Nes, Falachini Gehidr Lahavlit, Kalyom Bimuchad, Bishvil Nisa Shahayaboso Laila. And therefore, that's where Tosfos gets it from, that's how Tosfos knows it, from the essence of the Takana itself, not Dafka from the Gemara. Okay, so that's Tosfos and the Rambam. If you look in the unusual psak of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah here. The Shulchan Aruch here, Paskins like Bali HaTosfos, and the Ramah, for 90% of the psak, he passes like the Rambam. The Berhetev points out that this is usually flipped. Usually the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam, and the Ramah passes like Tosfos, and here it is flipped in a unique context. Good. There is, though, a different, slight difference between the Rambam and the Ramah. The Ramah writes, as the minhag of Ashkenazim, v'yesh omrim, tofresh ayin aleph beis, t'kolechan mibnei abayis yadlik, v'chein minhag apashut. Right? Everybody lights, and therefore, there are many candles going on, as we said, going on Mahadron and Mahadron and Mahadron. If you look at the Rambam is pretty clear that it's the balabayis that lights all the candles. Yes, we say that level 3 is going on level 2, but it's the balabayis that lights all the candles. But the Ramah says, no, that everybody lights their own candles. So what exactly is that Nekudas HaMachlokas? So that's the two ideas that we're going to mention. First is a well-known idea from the Brisker Rav, and then a less-known idea from Rav Asher Weiss. Rav Brisker Rav said that this Machlokas, Ramah and Rambam, is a l'shitasam, in a totally different area of halacha. The Gemara says later on Shabbos Kuflam Gimel Amid Beis, that's the source for the sugi of Hidr Mitzvah. Bris Mila, the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, Hamol, whenever someone is involved in bris mila, chozer bein al titzan ha-ma'akven es-amila, bein al titzan she'en ha-ma'akven es-amila. There are certain parts of the skin that have to be removed in order for it to be a bris mila. And certain parts of the mila, of the foreskin, that don't have to be removed, but it's good to remove them. It is mahad in the mitzvah, it makes it a beautiful cut. And therefore, while you're involved in the mitzvah, while you're involved in the mila, the Gemara says, so then you could continue in cutting not only the tzitzin that are ma'akev that you have to remove, but even the tzitzin that you don't have to remove, but once you're involved in the mila, that's part of the mitzvah. Pirish, but once you stop doing the mila, and then you're like, oh, I forgot some, so then I'll tzitzin ma'akev as a mila, on those tzitzin that are ma'akev the mila, that obviously is an orel until you remove them, chozer, you go back for them, I'll tzitzin she'en ma'akev as a mila and a chozer, but for tzitzin that are not mocking the mila, once you finish doing the mila, you cannot go back to the to cut them. Rashi and the Ramah in Yaradeya and Hilchas Mila, Reish Samach Dalet Sifhei. The Ramah quotes this Shita of most Rishonim. This Gemara is talking about Shabbos. The Gemara doesn't say anything about Shabbos, but the Rashi says the Gemara is talking about Shabbos. Hamol b'Shabbos, meaning the issue here is one of Chilul Shabbos. So while you're involved in the Mila, so then you could do the Mila as you would normally do it, even removing the Tzitzin She'enem Ha'akvanas Mila, even though that's more Chilul Shabbos, even though that's Chaval on Shabbos. But once you stop, so then you can't, because you already did Mila, you already did the Mitzvah of Mila, these are in Ma'akev, and therefore you're not allowed to go back. But if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchas Mila, the Rambam does not quote the word B'Shabbos. The Rambam doesn't. The Rambam in the second parak of Hilchos Mila, the end of Sefer Ava, Hakol K'sherim Lamul, V'yafilu Ha'arel V'eved V'isha V'katan Mulin, V'makam She'en Ish. Anybody can do bris mila, but goy lo yomo klal. A goy cannot do mila. Ubachol molin, you could use any material, afilu bitzur, ubischuchis, any type of sharp rock or glass of a holdover, shekores, anything that cuts. Lo yomo bakromish shalkana, reha sakana. Mitzvah namufchar lo muba barzel. That's the mitzvah namufchar, bain besakin, bain bemisparayim, v'nagu kol Yisrael besakin, b'nei Yisrael, the minhag is use a sakin. And then the Rambam describes, Ketzad Moalin, what is the Mila? Chotken is called Ara Chofes Atara. You remove the foreskin that's covering the Atara. Achet Tiskala called Atara Viacharkach Paranes Akrum, Harach Mishalamatam and Or, Vechulu, Machzu Lakan Lakan. You push it a little down. You do the Mila and the Priya. And then the Rambam says, Vechol Malshein Amotes Mavirnosov, Achash Mosinos Aspolanis, Oretia, Vechayotse. And then the Rambam says, in Alacha Gimel, Perak Beth Alacha Gimel, Yesh Tzitzin Amakvenes Amila, Yesh Tzitzin Shein Amakvenes Amila. Some you have to remove, some you don't have to remove. Hamal, and then he quotes, Halacha Dal, he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos, Koflam Gimel, without saying the word Shabbos. Hamal, Kozmacho, Zigbemila, Choser, Bein Altitan Amakvin, Bein Altitan Ein Amakvin, Piresh, Altitan Amakvin, Choser, Altitan Shein Amakvin, Ein Amakvin. So Ram quotes this, and says that you don't go back on a weekday for the Tzitzis She'en Ma'akvin. So why is that? What do you mean? There's no Isra of Chavala. Why wouldn't you go back on a weekday for the Tzitzis She'en Ma'akvin? Says the Brisker Rav there in Hilchos Chanukah. Says the Brisker Rav, it must be the Rambam holds that Hidr Mitzvah has to be part and parcel of the Mitzvah itself, even being, it must be done by the same person. If somebody, and at the same time, as I should say, as the same time as the Ikra Mitzvah, and that's why the Rambam says, even on a weekday, if I finish the Ikra Mitzvah Mila just to go back for the Tzitzin She'en Ma'akvin, which is Hidr Mitzvah for the Mitzvah of Mila, so that you don't go back. You don't go back for that. And he quotes, the Brisker Rav quotes from his grandfather, the Beis Halevi, the Sirole de Dinvan Veyu lo Shachrak be Ikra Maisa Mitzvah, Ava Keshepiresh, Shuva Hidr Eno Shach la Maisa Mitzvah Klau. So the Rambam says that Behilchas Mila, that you don't go back for the Tzitzin She'en Ma'akvin once you finish the Mila, even though it's weekday, because the Mitzvah doesn't exist outside the Mitzvah. Says the Brisker Rav, so I think the same thing. That's how the Beis Halevi explained that Shita of the Rambam. So the Griz says, oh, that's what it says here too. The fact that the Baal HaBayis has to light all of the candles, it must be, because the Mahader of the Mitzvah has to do all the Mitzvahs, has to do even the Hiddur. L'fizanir, the Zeogam Taimadar Rambam, Hachalinyin Neiris Chanukah, the Sfirlei Dakol Hadlaka Achas, the Kivan Tekol Hach Milsa, the Neir L'kol Echad Ve'echad, Inyin Shal Hiddur Mitzvah, Alkin L'Shayach Kla Lomar, Shayach Lakam Yuchedas, L'kol Echad Ve'echad. It can't be that everybody does their own. Dimkein Had Nimsa Dadlaka Shnia, Hirak Mishim Hiddur Belavan. Once the Baal HaBayis lit, the other ones are Mishim Hiddur, and that can't exist. And therefore, that's why the Rambam says in Hilchos Chanukah that the Baal HaBayis lights them all. The Ramah quotes like Rashi in Hilchos Mila that is talking about Shabbos. On a weekday, you could go back for the Tzitzit She'ena Ma'akvin, even if you were Piresh. That's the Ramah in Reish Samach Dalat Sif Hei. Mikol Makom Im Hu Bachol, Lechadchila Yito Kol HaTzitzim HaGdolim Af She'enan Ma'akvim. The Tur and the Rashi, and the Ramah quotes it, well, the Shitaso, that maybe Hiddur doesn't have to be connected in such a tight way. That's why you can do Hiddur even after you finished, and that's why everybody can light their own Chanukiah on Chanukah. So that's the Machloka, the Briska Ravs take that it's a Machlokas L'Shitaso in Hilchos Chanukah and in Hilchos Mila. If this is true also, they quote from Reb Chaim, the story of the two Esrogim. Two Esrogim, what happens if somebody has two Esrogim in front of them? One is a Feshur Vaday Kasher Esrog, but it's not Mahudar, it's not so beautiful. And another one is a gorgeous, amazing Esrog, but it might not be Kasher. It might be a Murkav. So I want to try to get the best of both worlds. So I want to pick up both of them. Which one do I pick up first? Says Reb Chaim, you have to pick up the Mahudar Safek Kosher. Why? Because if you take the one that's Vaday Kosher, that's not Mahudar, you're already been Yotze the Mitzvah. So why are you picking up the second one? Only because of Hiddur Mitzvah can't exist outside of the Mitzvah itself, once you've been Yotze the Mitzvah. And therefore, better to pick up the Vaday Kasher, Vaday Mehudar Safek Kasher, because then, and it's not a hefsik, because, you know, you're doing it all in Tzorach Mitzvah. That's Reb Chaim. Again, big discussion in that. The quote also from the Aderet, the father-in-law of Rav Kook, that there's a minhag of Klal Yisrael to read a couple of psukim in the Megillah to themselves before the Chazan, before the Baal Korei. So he suggested that maybe don't do that for the last pasuk. Why? Because there's a Hiddur Mitzvah to read the old Megillah Mitoch HaKsav. Right? That's the Hiddur Mitzvah. At this moment, if somebody's reading it from a Chumash. And your Yotze, even if you read less than, you don't hear every word Mitoch HaKsav. But once I read the last Pasuk, Mitoch Shalom in HaKsav, so I basically Yotze the Mitzvah. Now I'm going to listen to the Chazan to get the extra Hiddur, but I'm already Yotze the Mitzvah. And therefore, the Hiddur wouldn't work on its own based on this lumdus of the Beis HaLevi and Reb Chaim and the Briska Rav. A number of Achronim, Rav Asher Weiss, and others say they're not so comfortable with this Chiddush because it could be a Neiris Chanukah bringing a Lishitaso from Mila to Chanukah. Neiris Chanukah have a lot of unique aspects of the Hiddur of Neiris Chanukah. So to parallel it to anywhere else is a Chiddush Gadol. And, you know, we don't get that impression. And just because, the Ramah might hold that, you know, Hiddur has to be connected to the mitzvah itself, but other people could do it too. So it's not mukhrach, you have to say that. So Rav Asher Weiss in Brachos on page Shin Nun, he is not happy with this parallel. Right, it's all one. Besides the fact that you could be mechalik between the Hiddur Mitzvah of Chanukah and the Hiddur Mitzvah of others. So Rav Asher Weiss thinks that there's a different Lashitaso. A different Lashitaso within Ilchas Chanukah. Within Ilchas Chanukah. And that relates to the issue that the Pnei Yeshua brings up on our Gemara. Pnei Yeshua brings up, and even from the language of the Rambam, Pnei Yeshua brings up in our Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Mrs. Narchanaka and Yerusha Beisa, Nira, the Madnish Tana Mitzvah Zu Mishar Mitzvah, Shein Chovas Haguf, Shahaya Chiyavah Kol Yachin V'Yachin. Every time you have a mitzvah, shofar and lulav and sukkah, it's a mitzvah. It's a chovas gavra on each person. Tekayim ala nami mitzvah bo yosmei b'shlucho. And there's even more of a mitzvah for me to do it myself, more than my shliach. But all of a sudden over here, you know, the Baal HaBayis, Nereshu Beso, Shaini Hacha, De Ein Hacha Ikra Mitzvah, Ela Besamach L'Rishos Arabim, Shum Mishum Persumei Nisa, Mishum Kach Itilu Chovas Mitzvah, Zu Ki'ilu Hi Chovas HaBayis, V'yadayin Sarachiyim. Ki'ilu it's a Chovas HaBayis. And the Rambam's Lashon, look at the Rambam's Lashon in Hilchos Chanukah, back the Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah in Perek Dalet, Mitzvasa Shiye Kol Bayis U Bayis Madlik Ner Echad, as if the bias is lighting. And the Sfasemis quotes other Nafkaminas, whether it's on our Gemara, whether it's a Chovas HaBayis or a Chovas Gavar, Ish La'ayeh, Ne'a Mitzvah Ner Echad BaBayis, Kamo B'Mezuzah, U'Kamo Ner Shabbos, to call Shidlik L'Shem Shabbos, Av Shidlik Mi Shehaya Yiyadai, or not, Onemad HaMitzvah, Kol Adam El Baal HaBayis Motzi Kol B'nei Beiso. What's the Kavana? When the Baal HaBayis lights one, Nereshu Beiso, is that he's doing it for everyone else, and they have to be Yotze of Kavana to be Yotze with him, or no? To be Yotze, it's a Chovas HaBayis. So once he lit it for the bias, then that's good enough. So says Rav Asher Weiss, maybe that's the issue between the Ramah and the Rambam. because there's another machlokes within the Hilchas Chanukah. The Beis Yosef, the Shulchan of the Rambam, is very uncomfortable with an achsanoi lighting. With a different person, a guest lighting, no, just be mitzarif. But not into, the Shulchan Aruch is not into an achsanoi lighting, tafresh, ayin zayin, sif gimel, yeshomer avesham alikin ala betoch besum, hu makam shein bo yisol malik bebrachos, but harama v'chayav liros, says the Ramah. The Ramah is comfortable with it. The Ramah says it's okay for the Achsonoi to light. So again, maybe this is if the Ramah's Achsonoi can light because it's a Chovas Gavra. The Beis Yosef more is the Chovas Habayis. So therefore, maybe that's the Rambam and the Beis Yosef. If it's a Chovas Habayis, then the Baal Habayis should be the one that would be lighting. If it's a Chovas Gavra, so then everybody can light. So maybe that's the Lashita. So between the Ramah and the Rambam, within Chanukah, and not going out of Chanukah to Hilchos Mila. Again, there's a lot more to discuss here in Hiddur Mitzvah ben Eres Chanukah, but that at least gives us a little insight into some of the basic issues. Okay, we'll stop here.